Anxiety disorders are the most common mental illness in the United States, impacting an estimated 1 in 8 children. Left untreated, childhood anxiety can result in poor school performance, poor social functioning, and even substance abuse. Hi, this is Sonia Hines, and welcome to Spotlight. And today my guest is Dr. Huerta, and he is the Vice President of Parenting and Youth for Focus on the Family. And he's here today to talk about children that are suffering from anxiety in a school setting. Welcome, Dr. Huerta.
Sonia, thanks for having me on the show. Appreciate it.
Now, you know, this is such an important topic because we know that parents want their kids to do well in school, and anxiety can make it so hard for them. So tell us about some of these struggles that kids are having in school.
Yeah, I mean, kids are wanting to fit in with their peers, and that's not new news for anyone. But then you've got social media that's added a whole different element to the mix and other pressures of perceptions of how they need to fit in. And then you've got so much homework and activities that kids are involved with. I've just recently met with a teen who said that he's exhausted already and does not want to continue with the school year. He just said, I'm overwhelmed. I have too much going on. I've got this and that. He was listing out his calendar. He was having sleep issues, just absolutely stressed out. Then not being good enough, there's so much comparison happening with teens and tweens where they're looking online and saying, man, I'm not as good as this person. And when there are insecurities, you try to compare yourself to other people to try to make yourself feel better about who you think you are. And kids are having a hard time with that. There's loneliness on top of that where they just don't feel known or heard or listened to by others. And then on top of that, we know that family issues are very real. Families are struggling. And we know that tweens and teens begin to take those things into school with them mentally and emotionally and then have a hard time concentrating. They start getting behind. So there are many, many things that are piling up on kids. And many times we see certain behaviors come out, and there's so much going on underneath the surface, and even the kids don't necessarily know how to articulate what's happening underneath the surface, and they're just trying to survive each day and may look like they're okay, but many times they are struggling underneath the surface.
You know, Dr. Huerta, sometimes, you know, it's easy to identify some types of anxiety, but, you know, there are deeper levels of anxiety that kids are dealing with. And so how do parents decipher between just a little school nervousness and a possible anxiety disorder?
Great point, Sonia. Try to figure out the normal patterns in your child where they go kind of, they get a little excited about the day and then down. But if you see even more pronounced moodiness, where they're just angry at everything, super extra sensitive to things coming at them, that's one thing to look at. If you see them not eating, many kids with their anxiety, it affects their stomach, their digestive system, so they may have digestive issues, or they may just not have any appetite at all, or maybe completely overeating, so nervous eating or no eating at all. Or they may be obsessive, like in the bathroom, if they're spending hours just trying to get ready for school, that can be a sign for you to dig a little deeper there, to ask questions and say, hey, what are you seeing? When you look in the mirror, what is it that you see, and what are you nervous about? What are you scared about there? And then withdrawal, if they're just withdrawing, period. They're saying, well, I don't want to go do anything with any friends or anyone else, and they're just closing themselves up on the phone or in video games, you know that there's an anxiety that they're trying to satisfy through a place where they feel a false sense of control. Then I've seen other people go into social media channels and just hide out there and try to develop a persona or some type of identity on social media that's not even real or true. You know, Sonia, one of the things that is getting bigger and bigger is eating disorders among boys and girls. There's bigorexia with guys where they're wanting to bulk up as much as possible. So they're eating a ton of protein and obsessively working out. It's that anxiety of, am I powerful enough to be loved? And so that's become a big issue that continues to grow.
Join me again tomorrow. I'll continue my conversation with Dr. Huerta on childhood anxiety and the effects that it's having on children in school. This is Sonia Hines with Spotlight. Thank you for listening.
Spotlight, a public affairs program of the Mars Hill Network. Opinions expressed are not necessarily those of the Mars Hill staff, management, or board of directors. Inquiries and suggestions are welcome. Email them to spotlight@marshillnetwork.org or regular mail to Spotlight in care of Mars Hill Network, 4044 Mackay's Road, that's spelled M-A-K-Y-E-S, 13215.